COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Grass, Massachusetts, the heartland of America. I can be found anywhere you found podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IAMCannabisSativa, and you can find me on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. All right, so this is going to make an appearance again, and I'm not going to read this whole article like I did before, but what I am going to do is kind of go into a little bit of what we went into in the last episode where we talked about Rep. Bagley. So this is a Louisiana conservative lawmaker, and when he got into office, I believe in 2016, he voted against legalizing medical marijuana in Louisiana. So again, I mean, he's a pretty sort of straight-laced guy that, you know, goes by the book. Didn't really believe in cannabis prior to his state legalizing medical marijuana, and prior to him getting a lot of letters, getting a lot of emails from his constituents talking about how medical marijuana was helping them, and how it was a useful medicine, and how it was mitigating them from taking other dangerous medicines such as opioids. Because Rep. Bagley represents a committee or assignment in the state legislature that deals a lot with the opioid crisis and such. And he was getting a lot of stories from a lot of his constituents or from family of his constituents about the opioid crisis, and he was getting a lot of letters about how much the medical marijuana program in Louisiana was helping them and how much medical marijuana was helping them. And he went from a guy who never touched cannabis to a person that is bringing about cannabis reform in the Louisiana legislature. And because of people like him, they were able to get whole flower, smokable whole flower for all patients. They were able to get medical marijuana recommended for any condition that a doctor or nurse sees fit. So again, no tyrannical syphilis anymore. Anyone can get it as long as the the doctor, she or he, sees it fit that you're gonna benefit from having cannabis. So in a deep south state, it can be recommended for anything that the doctor sees fit. And also, Louisiana just got decrim, which just went into effect August 1st. So full-blown decrim statewide, which Florida does not even have at the moment. So again, it just goes to show you that writing to your lawmakers does help sometimes. And again, I'm going to get into the meat and potatoes of what we're talking about today. You have to be able to find, and I've talked about this with one of my friends, Ed, you have to try to find pressure points within politicians. You have to try to find pressure points with politicians. Let me explain what I mean by that. You have to be able to find vulnerability. Bagley, before going in the state legislature, used to be a teacher. And again, I have teachers in my own family. You have to be a pretty empathetic and patient person to be a teacher. At least most of them. I've had bad teachers before. I'm not saying all of them are. But as a rule, a lot of them have to have a lot of empathy. They have to have a lot of patience. And they have to, even if their students frustrate them, they still love humanity or helping kids or helping their students as a whole. It's still something that's fulfilling. Helping and developing their students is a fulfilling thing for them. And believing in the good of humanity, you have to believe that to a degree to be a successful teacher. You have to be hardworking, and you got to do a lot of training, and you can't just put in the bare minimum. Just being like, oh, I'm just going to grade my papers. I'm just going to show up to class and teach the subject, make sure they pass the test, I guess. You're not going to last as long as a teacher. You're going to have to bring home work. You're going to have to go to additional trainings and take all the trainings you can get, you know, so you can stay sharp and stay good at your job. Like people like you have all these like Fox News watchers and rednecks like, oh my God, teachers have it so flipping easy. They get 3 months off. Get the F out of here. No, they don't. The ones that last and the ones that make it to retirement, they're taking trainings throughout the summer. They're taking trainings during vacations and stuff. Do they vacation at some point during the summer? Sure, they do. But a lot of them, to stay sharp, to stay good at their jobs, they have to do training. But I'm digressing a little bit. But fact of the matter is, Rep. Bagley didn't come from the typical sort of lawyer, alderman, or local politician route, or business person, or whatever. He didn't come from that sort of background, which breeds sort of a lot of transactional sort of mindset. So again, like lawyer, you care for people, but again, like, you're having to try to beat the other person or whatever, or you're trying to prove that your point is better and superior to the other person. Business, again, it's making money. Making money by itself, not necessarily a bad thing, but underpaying people, killing off your, using your clout to kill off your competitors, like that sort of stuff. That's the kind of capitalism I have problems with. But again, I mean, someone from a background like Bagley's is going to be a lot more empathetic and a lot more willing to listen and hear people out. So look for people like that in your state legislature. Even if you live in a very conservative state, like Louisiana is a very conservative state. But you heard all the reforms I just talked about that they got. And again, I'm anti-federal electoral politics at this point in my life. I don't believe that you can get much done on a federal level. You know, there's too many constraints, and based on how our founding fathers found the country, they did not want our federal government to move too quickly and to be too powerful. They wanted all the action to happen in the states, and then the federal government reinforces what the states want. They did not want a strong central government because they came from that in England. So they didn't want it. So by design, our government works as works slowly. It, you know, works to only really represent the very, very wealthy. But again, that's by design, because our founding fathers were very, very wealthy people. They were wealthy, educated people that did not trust the unwashed masses. And your politicians now, they act the same way in 2021 on a federal level. So again, that's why I don't really believe in it in a federal level. But on a local, on a municipal, on a state level, with your governor, with your attorney general, with your secretary of state, or your secretary of elections or whatever. I think that's what our secretary of state does. They manage the elections, they get out ballots, that sort of stuff. Those are way more consequential and important to your day-to-day life than who your U.S. senator is, or who, or what, or whether you vote for Biden or Donald Trump, or whether you vote for somebody to represent you in the House of Representatives. Again, federal politics is meant to move very, very slowly on purpose, and the founding fathers did that very intentionally. So again, I'm very sort of cool on federal electoral politics, but on a state level, you can actually make a difference. And the best way to make a difference is by finding the pressure points, by finding the people that might be empathetic to you and would trying to get Bagley on board. He was not, it did not happen overnight. You know, people had to continually write letters to him. People had to continually call him. But sure enough, they were able to get his message through to him, and he put aside his personal biases and did what was best for his constituents, which is what a politician is put in there to do. But you got to find these pressure points in order to affect change in a lot of conservative states. You know, maybe try to work with the Never Trumpers in your state legislature. Maybe write letters to them if you live in their district, obviously, because if you don't live in a politician's district, they have no obligation to listen to you. There's too many other demands on their time. And again, constitutionally, they're told to represent these group of voters. So again, I mean, you don't need to contact people that are not directly your reps. But if they're your rep and they're like a Never Trumper, or if you look into their, or another thing I would recommend, look into their background. What is their background? Were they teachers before going into politics? Were they, you know, veterinarians or pediatricians? Like, look for people with backgrounds that are going to foster empathy and thoughtfulness, as opposed to your typical politician that's likely a lawyer or is from a very transactional sort of former career, you know, because someone from the former is going to be way more empathetic to your needs as a user and lover of the plant than someone from the latter category. So it's recommended to A, do your research, B, try to pick who might be sympathetic to you. So people like Never Trumpers, people who consider themselves social liberals / fiscal conservatives, be Republicans in your legislature that consider themselves that. Republicans that a lot of people might call quote unquote rhinos. Those might be pressure points too. Lawmakers that live in a sort of libertarian leaning area. Again, libertarians are going to be more permissive on laws relating to bodily autonomy, and that includes cannabis and the war on drugs. You got to find the pressure points that are there. And if your friend, family, neighbor, whatever, if you don't live in that district where you feel that there's a movable conservative, but your relative or your friend or your colleague does, talk to them to see if they can talk to that person. But again, all these things are not going to happen overnight. They're not. But I do feel that that might be a viable solution to some people. You know, again, you try to get the gettable Republicans. You try to convince them, hey, we need to legalize medical marijuana. Hey, we need to allow whole flower. Or in the case of Alabama, hey, we need to allow whole flower. This pill, tincture, oil, patches that we just legalized, it's going to be so expensive for us. We're not going to be able to afford the 30, 60, 90-day supplies we need. and we're going to recharge the arm or the leg. We might just use the program 1 week and then and tap out after that week because of the price. We need whole flour. And if enough people find gettable conservatives that, you know, would put aside their biases towards it being a quote-unquote liberal issue or it representing... or the plant representing people that they don't like, if you can get them to put aside their biases and actually be like, hey, this isn't really my thing, but because my voters keep writing to me about it, because they keep blowing up my phones about it, because they keep blowing up my emails and my congressional inbox or whatever it is, now I have to do this. If I don't do this, I'm going to be out of a job. If I don't do this, so I gotta do it. It's in my best interest to do it. That's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta make them do. You gotta hold them accountable. You gotta write to your elected. That's why I often give you that as homework. Shout out to Reefer Revolution for that thing, giving y'all homework. But yeah, that's why I give you guys homework, because this is important. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, electoralism is not gonna really do much, but I think on a state level, you can get some gain, particularly in this level. On a federal level, I totally agree with that mindset, totally and completely. State level, you can still make a difference to a degree. Municipal level, you can definitely make a difference. State and municipal, put all your eggs in that. But federal, nah. Federal, we just talked about, a adult use bill to legalize cannabis, that already passed in the House last year. The Dems have control of both the House and the Senate. Yet you have about close to 5 to 10 or more Democrats. Yes, Democrats that are against legalizing. So even when you do put in Dems as the majority party, then you have all these turncoats. They're like, oh, well, we can't do that. We're from purple states. Oh, we can't do that. I'm a moderate. But when conservatives want to do something, they get all the moderates to vote with the extremists of the party. Like, they all get in line a lot better than the Democrats. But again, I mean, there's too many constraints for federal change to happen anytime soon, except for the States Act or except for the Safe Banking Act. Those can get through. But those the other things, that's going to be an uphill battle because of the filibuster, because of all the other institutional constraints that are in our system. But I've been rambling for about long enough, so I don't want to keep this episode too long. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram @_IamCannabisSativa and on Twitter @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389 and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/
H-T-T-P-S:// 65TGN2NR. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65TG2NR. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9. And you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD. And that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.